Stop 1, Ontario Street and Market Street, outside the Visitors Information Center. The Royal Military College, Fort Frontenac, Fort Henry, and the Canadian Armed Forces Base, Kingston, are all within a 20-minute walk. You may wish to explore them later. John McCrae, the author of the famous World War I poem In Flanders Fields, spent time in Kingston in 1893. He wrote to a friend, "My windows look right out across the bay and are just near the water's edge. There's a good deal of shipping at present in the port, and the river looks very pretty." Many permanent forces were stationed here: the Royal Canadian Horse Artillery, the Royal Canadian Engineers, the Canadian Permanent Army Service Corps, and the Permanent Army Medical Corps, among others. Try to imagine what it was like in Kingston in the summer of 1914, days before Britain declared war on Germany, a busy port and a busy military town. Noisy, dirty, vibrant. Cars and trucks are not yet the main means of transportation. Between you and the water, trains are running back and forth. The streets are full of people, horses, and carts. You are in the heart of the city. Turn to face City Hall, and with the water on your left, walk past the Visitor Center, going south along Ontario Street away from the harbor, cross Clarence Street, and head towards the corner of Johnson and Ontario Streets. Standing at the southeast corner, look across the street.